Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
All right, welcome back. G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers. It's time for the Chris Young Show here on The Fan, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and by Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. Here he is, the Rangers president of baseball operations, Chris Young. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. You know, it's always got a spring in my step when DeGrom's back on the hill tonight. Are you happy to have him back in the mix?
Yeah, no doubt. It's great to return home after a tough series in Atlanta and to have Jacob deGrom going. Certainly, you feel good anytime Jacob goes, but coming off a tough series and needing a win here at home at a point in time in our season, it's great to look at the matchups and see Jacob pitching game one.
How much of this series in Atlanta bother you, or what are your takeaways from it big picture?
Well, you know, you kind of throw out game one where we got blown out. That's going to happen from time to time. And, you know, we're facing Chris Sale, whether we lost 2-1 or 15-1, it's kind of the same result. You know, in game two, we fall behind early and the team showed incredible resilience and fight, came back and got a great win. And then yesterday we made a couple mental errors there that I really believe that if we had just made two defensive plays in that inning where we didn't execute a rundown and then we kind of stayed back on the ball at short, Zeke stayed back and we couldn't get the out at second. That's kind of where the game got away from us. But we scored two more runs after that. If we had held them in check right there, come out of that inning scoreless, who knows if we keep the game 4-3, we may have won that one too. So, you know, I thought we played well. I love the fight in the group. I think we saw that before the All-Star break with some character wins, especially against the Astros. This team doesn't quit. They don't back down. They continue to fight, and I'm very proud of what I'm seeing there. And we got to keep it going. We're facing a tough White Sox team. We've got a really good Tampa team coming in. Then we have Seattle. And then the Astros. So we've got our work cut out for us here before the deadline. But nonetheless, you know, it's a great opportunity for us as well, because if we can win these games and beat good teams, then you feel good about the team we can be.
How much of your time is looking at that trade deadline right now with a couple of weeks to go?
Yeah, I mean, that's the cadence of the season, is that you get through the draft and you have a couple of days off at the All-Star break, and then you come back and you hit the ground running. And, you know, we've got 3 weeks here until the deadline. And so we're, you know, we're preparing for that or 2 weeks rather, I guess, we're preparing for that and really kind of considering all avenues as to, you know, what we need to do and how we can make this team better and what this team can be, one, when they're fully healthy, and two, if we play our best baseball, which I do not believe we've played yet.
See why my general manager friends around the league, they swear you're going to be aggressive in this thing even before the deadline, that like you're going to make a move even before the trade deadline happens. They feel like that you've got a plan on this thing and that maybe we're not going to wait till the deadline. You got somebody in mind you're going to go get.
Well, I appreciate the confidence and sort of my, I guess, disposition in terms of wanting to be competitive and go for it.
Right.
What I would say is that, you know, one, I do feel a responsibility to our players and our fans that when we have a chance to win, that we're doing the best we can to give our people a winning team. And so I do take pride in that. And that does govern some of our decision-making. You know, I don't want to be irresponsible with that. Certainly. Right. I don't want to ignore probabilities in terms of making the playoffs, but I do feel like when you've got a chance to win, that's what this game is about. And our players, you know, when they've earned that chance, we should try to support them with it. So that's why I think these next couple of weeks are really big for us. We've got a tough part of the schedule here. If we get through that, you know, we've come out of it in a good spot with the American League wide open. I really believe the talent of this team is on paper as good as anybody, but I don't think we have played our best baseball yet this season, and my hope is that it's still ahead of us. And if it is, then we're going to have a fun second half here.
See, why maybe a sensitive question here, but with the trade deadline looming, what is the current status of Corey Seager health-wise? And then with some reports that come out, his name could be involved possibly in a couple of weeks in those trade discussions.
Yeah, I really can't speak to the trade speculation. There, you know, we saw that this winter. I don't know where that stuff gets instigated, and I really can't speak to it. What I can say is, we're doing everything we can to get Corey back on the field. We really, he's such an important part of our team. We came into the season with championship hopes, with Corey being our, you know, our star player and shortstop. And we just haven't had him on the field enough this year. And so I think that as we look here, we sit here today and look at the schedule and the standings and where we are, I'm proud of the work that our group has done. I'm proud of the fight in the team. We've got our heads above water in terms of being above 500, and you know the state of the American League and our division is such that we're in first place. That said, there's no doubt we're a better team when Corey Seager's on the field. So our goal is to get him back on the field and hopefully do it in a timely fashion so that we can find out what this team can become. And you know, we're hoping every day that we're getting closer to that.
Is it a guarantee that he will play again this year?
In my mind, it is. I mean, I think it's a matter of probably days or...
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Ah.
Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Weeks, maybe. But I don't, my anticipation is that he's trending the right direction. He's resumed baseball activity. But I can't speak to how he's feeling. I can't speak to his mental state. I can't speak to what his timeline needs to be. So, I will let Corey answer those questions. But every day I'm certainly hoping that we're making progress. And yes, I am confident he will play again this season. I just can't tell you what that timing is.
Do you feel like you need to do something significant by the deadline to stay in first place after 162?
Well, some of that is contingent upon, the health of the team. And are we getting Corey back relatively soon? And are we getting Cody Bradford and Jordan Montgomery and Jack Leiter back? Because if we do, then by nature, it's going to make our starting pitching stronger. It's going to make our bullpen stronger as we shift a couple guys from the bullpen. And so it really kind of opens up some different avenues to try to improve the team. Obviously, anytime you get a player of Corey's caliber back in the middle of your lineup, it's going to make the entire lineup better. So some of those questions I can't answer specifically what the needs are until we get a little closer to the deadline, because I'll at that point have a better idea from a health standpoint. I was just in Skip's office 5 minutes ago. We were discussing this, and we both agree. We both feel strongly that health is the number one thing for this club. And if we can get healthy, it's going to automatically make the team better, stronger, deeper, and at which point we may have a better idea of what we can become.
How are Monty and Bradford doing?
They're both doing really well. Monty had, I think, his fourth rehab outing this weekend. It didn't go very well, but that's expected. You got to remember, and I have so much sympathy, he's in his spring training right now, and so he's still getting his workload in, his arm built up. And I remember about mid-spring every year, my arm would kind of go through a dead arm period and I'd have a bad outing or two. And I think that's what Monty went through this last outing. We wanted to get him to 70, 75 pitches. He only threw in the 50 range. So we're going to have another rehab outing. And I think at that point we can better assess how close he is to joining the big league team. But, we're excited about the progress he's made. The first two innings looked really good, and then kind of the wheels came off in his third inning, which is completely understandable at this point in his buildup. And my guess is in the next outing, he's going to be sharper. Bradford pitched two very smooth innings. He looked great. The ball was coming out really, really well. His command was great. It was good to see Cody. It looked like kind of the old Cody, so I was pretty excited about that. His next outing will be a three-inning outing, and then my guess is we'll still do a couple more after that to get him fully built up. But they're both trending the right direction.
By my count, you drafted three or four Hall of Famers. How did that weekend go for you?
I appreciate the confidence again. I always say, ask me about the draft in 3 years.
Sure.
I'm not good enough.
It was a terrible question. See why? I'm sorry about that.
No, it's not. No, it's funny because you get it. Everybody's excited about their draft. My
sure.
guess is 30 clubs feel good about their draft. But
right.
I say what I am proud of is I think we had a really good process. I think we were prepared for a number of different things. We didn't know how the draft would transpire in front of us. And when, Gio Rojas kind of got to us in the first round, we were prepared. We had identified him as one of the top talents in the draft. We felt like he was worth stepping out and taking a risk. And so we were ready and were able to execute it, which I was very happy with. Our second round pick, Connor Como, an Austin kid that we've liked a lot. There was some consideration that he may slide into the first round. And so there, we did have talks about him at 16. In the end, we felt like the opportunity to add Rojas and Como 1-2 really worked out as well as we could have possibly envisioned. And then the last pick, Brody Vumela, there's a lot of hype about him, and he's going to need surgery on his elbow, but we're really good at surgeries with Tommy John, and our rehab program is tremendous, and Brody is an incredible talent. So our goal is to get him healthy, and then when he's healthy, we believe he can be you know, if not one of the top pitchers in the draft, certainly, you know, amongst a handful that are.
See, why when you mentioned about Rojas, and there was a lot of people around the league, again, talking to friends of mine, they were surprised that he lasted as long as he did. Was there a point in time in the draft where you're like, boys, this guy's getting to us? Did you have that moment? Well, can you walk us through that time?
Yeah, it's a great question because you've probably seen the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner. And it's funny because I think of that movie every year when we go into the draft. I don't put a note in my pocket saying,
Rojas.
We came into the draft and a small group of us came in early that Saturday morning. And on my way in, I called Ross Fenstermaker, our GM, and I said, Ross, last night I was thinking through this, and I think if Rojas is there at 16, we really need to think about it. I could see him being as one of the ones that slide, and we really need to be prepared. And I know it would be a little bit of a step-out pick in terms of a high school arm, but I think he's one of the best talents in the draft. And Ross said that's his mind was in the exact same spot. We got in. We met with Kip and the scouting staff and everybody was in agreement. So we went through a great process to prepare for it, not really expecting or knowing if it would happen, but when it did happen, we were prepared. And that's, you know, what you have to be, you have to be ready to execute on those things. And, so it was a fun day for the organization. I'll have great memories, and hopefully Gio will go on and have a Hall of Fame career, like you said. But
Guaranteed.
You think about those conversations and what goes into it and kind of the excitement that builds around it, you know, we were very fortunate. And I did hear from several of my colleagues around the league who were picking behind us that were really hoping he would get to them. They couldn't believe he slid, and, you know, they said congrats. And so it's always good to hear that feedback, too.
Love it, love it. Can't wait to see what you do next. CY, give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Well, let's get a win tonight. Let's enjoy having Jacob back on the mound. And cheers to a really strong second half here, guys. Thank you.
Shoot, yeah, we'll drink to that. There he goes, the Chris Young Show, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born. Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.